the end of winter in an old neighborhood. This poem is in two parts. I'd moved back to North Carolina after living for a long, long time on the West Coast, and I think that had something to do with beginning to write a whole series of poems about living in where I had when I was raised in the South. And at this particular point, it was not quite spring, and I'd gotten a letter from a grandmother who was in a rest home in Minnesota, describing a snowstorm, and I was thinking, just looking out the window and seeing the bright light, seeing the almost summer weather, and becoming aware of living in a very old house, when it felt somehow very strange to me that I should be young, living in a very old house in a very old neighborhood, and she should be old, living in a brand new rest home in a brand new suburban community up there in Minnesota. Today is not quite spring, but now the March-lit windows widen, show the screen of thin dry twigs that flinch as sparrows hop. Cracking buds perch like beetles split for flight. Gables jut, bay windows belly out against the wind. This neighborhood of ancient rooms pulses as creatures flock, disband, and come again, one by one, to fill the twitching branches, the empty sunlit rooms. A green vine flares along the twigs, steady on its amber claws, and as the branches heave, the hook tips catch. It writhes, and the seasons tremble everywhere. Today from Minnesota came a letter from Grandmother. Bright storms raged around us, but they missed us, and we have a lovely Sunday morning, nice and cool, though saddened by the stroke a patient had. Last night she lost her voice and cannot move her eyes. My boy, you'd see my second childhood if you could see me now. I crawl along in bed quite on my own, and in my infant fashion am quite free. I feel so free after these months stiffened in traction and ridiculous in casts. We even have some fun. The wind changes direction often, so the nurses run, opening and closing windows, asking how we feel. Too warm, too cool. Too late to write much more now. I must nap. And now we've had our evening meal. One hears the cart that clatters like so many bones and pauses, and the opening and closing of the doors to all the rooms as it passes, stops in silence, starts moving room by room along the hall. At the end, it waits for us to finish, then the clatter once again of glass on hard white steel. They say my bones are hardening again, like sponge they were, so soft I couldn't stand. They wouldn't hold my body up. I weigh just 95 now, like I did when I was 20, and all day long I wear a 90, this one or another, but they're laundered here so often that they fade, bleached without light. And how I miss the color of my hair. Scarlet mane, your mother called it, and your father, burning bush. So short now. They keep it cut so short. It's good to be in bed with the moonlight on the snow. Two pillows prop my head, and the snow is like a sheet that wraps the world. The room is rather dim. The other patients sleep. And I must close, or I will wake and think this letter was a dream, and write again, and say this all again. But I can feel, oh, winter's nearly over.